From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, says the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is in serious jeopardy and more troops are needed to turn the tide, a stance that puts her at odds with some other key lawmakers from her party.
If we stay, we cannot lose. What strategy, what tactics give us the best chance to carry out the mission? And the mission has to be to stop the violence and secure the country.
Feinstein was on ABC's This Week, but Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin said additional troops would not be a panacea for the challenges in Afghanistan.
How do you maximize the chances of success? That is the question, and that's what the president is struggling with.
Levin was on NBC's Meet the Press. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is calling for results of the vote count from the country's recent presidential election to be released as soon as possible. His statement came after the top UN official there acknowledged widespread fraud in the voting. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
Kai Ida, a Norwegian and the top UN official in Afghanistan, did not mince his words as he defended himself against critical remarks by Peter Galbraith, his former deputy and an American diplomat. Galbraith was fired earlier this month during a public spat with Ida over how to deal with the fraud during Afghanistan's presidential election. Galbraith accused Ida of turning a blind eye to the widespread ballot stuffing and the like. Ida says the allegations are unfounded.
Yes, it has affected me. It's been attacked on my integrity. I think it's not been dignified. It's not been fair. It's not been true. But that's the way it is.
Ida says Galbraith's allegations have affected the whole election process. The final results of the August 20th elections are expected this week. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with her British counterpart David Miliband today. Both said while militants pose a real threat to Pakistan's government, they're confident that the country's nuclear arsenal is secure. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Clinton and Foreign Secretary Miliband said Pakistan will prevail against the militants.
We both used the phrase that the insurgencies, plural, that Pakistan faces are a mortal threat to that country. But it's a threat that over the last 3 or 4 months, the Pakistani military and the Pakistani people have shown enormous resolve and determination and sacrifice in beating back.
Clinton said she also believes Pakistan's nuclear weapons will not fall into the hands of extremists.
The extremists in Pakistan are increasingly threatening the authority of the state, but we see no evidence that they are going to take over the state.
Turning to Iran's nuclear program, Clinton insisted the world will not wait indefinitely for Tehran to live up to its international obligations. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News from Washington. Bomb attacks in Iraq's Anbar province west of Baghdad have killed at least 16 people today and wounded dozens of others. In one attack, a car loaded with explosives was detonated near a provincial police headquarters. A second blast was triggered as police and bystanders rushed to the scene to help victims of the first explosion. A deadline is looming tonight for officials in California to reach an agreement on a plan to address that state's water shortage. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has pledged to veto hundreds of unrelated bills if no deal is reached. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio explains.
A lengthy closed-door session yesterday that included leading Republicans, Democrats, and the governor didn't generate much progress, according to one lawmaker. The negotiations are scheduled to resume this morning. The legislative leaders are trying to craft a proposal to upgrade California's aging water system, which is failing to provide for farmers, communities, and wildlife. Upgrading the system has been a priority for Schwarzenegger, who is heading into his last year in office. The governor says he'll veto about 700 measures if an agreement isn't reached by midnight tonight. 3 years of drought and a court order that restricts supplies pumped from the Delta region are the main reasons for the shortage of water. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The sound of cheers going up as thousands of people march through the streets of the nation's capital today to show their support for gay rights. Many in the crowd carried rainbow flags and an array of signs, some demanding the right to get married or serve openly in the military. A few counter-protesters worked their way into the crowd, but police reported no clashes between the two groups. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.